The first bracha that Bilam Arosha gave in this week's parasha was Kimirosh Tsurim Erenu Mikvas Ashurenu Hein Om Levodod Yishko in a Bagoyim Lo Yishashov. It's very interesting that in the government here, whenever they want to make an announcement that they're independent, they make these big bombastic announcements. Hein Om Levodod Yishko in, we live alone and we rely only on ourselves. And even though up to last week, the whole airport was taken up with American refueling planes. There was nowhere to land. But anyway, the Levada, they announce every time that they manage alone by themselves for some reason. I don't know why. Akopanin, if the war started on October 7th, they ran out of bombs after 24 hours. And they had to bring in. But they say, Levada, anyway, that's not what it means. That's not what the pasuk means. Every these bombastic speeches, Hein am levadad yushkon. We take care of ourselves. Rashi says a different shot. What's hein am levadad yushkon? What does it mean that they're alone? Rashi says a very interesting shot. Rashi says, Dover acher. Kishem smechim, when we're happy, Ein uma smecha imoyim. There's nobody that's happy with us. Shenemar Hashem bodod yanchenu. We're alone. Ksha uma is betoiva, when the goyim have gashmius, hein oichlim and kol echot vechot. Who eats? They eat with them. Who's the they? The ein oilam and achashmin. What's Rashi mean? It's a strange Rashi. When we're happy, nobody else is happy with us. That's what it means. Listen to this pasuk. Hein om levodod yishkoin. We're alone. U'bagoyim. When the goyim are happy, we eat with them. But lo yischashrov, it's not on the cheshbon. What does that mean? What does that mean? Shrei Rashi. So the Rashi is referring to a medrash. That's how it brings it down. But he's referring to a medrash. Medrash says like this. What does it mean? What does it mean? The ain oilam el cheshbon. It's not on the cheshbon. Of who? Of what? What's going on here? It says like this. It says the medrash. Hein om levodod yishkoin ukishim esamchom ba'olam haba. When the Abish is going to give us a simcha in olam haba, it's going to be alone. So the medrash, what Rashi meant to say was, kishayin tzmeichin, meaning in olam haba. Ain umas mechimam. That's am levodad yishkoin. Yishkoin means the long term. That's olam haba. Ubagoyim. What does that mean? Continues the medrash and says, "Kushu umas ba'olam mechimam." When the umas ba'olam have gashmius, when they're happy, hein oichlim and kol machos machos, we get the benefits. The ain ha'olam in a cheshbon, but it's not deducted from the cheshbon of olam haba. You hear the Pshat and Rashi? Complicated Rashi. When we're happy in Elam Haba, it's Levada, Yishkoin, we're alone. When the Goyim are happy in Elam Hazeh, we get from the table. But Goyim lo yischasho, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't deduct it from Elam Haba. What's the Pasuk saying? What's going on over here? Is the Sasemis has a Mori de Kazach? What the Sasemis is saying is that the kivon for the Moridik Gazach. I'll read you a piece of Sasemis inside, yeah? The Kovet Shabbos Kodesh. A geshmak a piece is the Vikivon Shekola Oilam Hazeh Tofel Etzlam. Since by Yid, Oilam Hazeh is Tofel. Lekach Einoi Becheshbin. What's that Einoi Becheshbin? Einoi Becheshbin means the only time when you're nene from Olam Hazeh, so it's deducted from your Olam Haba, when's that? That's if the Olam Hazeh is Iker by you. If it's an Iker by you, so say that. So, Okay, so here's where you get your schar. But if the Olam Hazeh is not an ikur by me, and I'm just passing through, so then the pshat is, it's lo yischasha. We're saying Rashi. It's not. It doesn't go on the cheshbon. It's free. They don't deduct it from Olam Haba. Because we're Olam Haba venture. We're just visiting over here, right? It's not part of the cheshbon. We're guests. We're hopping around. We're getting something. Because it's a tuffle. He says, Amori de Kazakh. You know, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Tamid Shel Avraham Avinu, Tamid Shel Bilam, Tamid Shel Avraham Avinu have good midas, Tamid Shel Bilam have bad midas. Ma bein Tamid Avraham and Tamid Bilam. So Tamid Bilam go down to Gehenna. What's with Tamid Avraham? Oichlin ba'olam hazeh, v'noichlin olam haba. Anybody sit here? I want to show you a marvel to Kazakh, how the Tanoim was so meduyuk. Don't go upstairs. It's a sex fake if the elevator works. Right, I'm saying it. Very strange lashon, yeah? There's nobody here knows Pirkei Avos by heart. Yeah? What's a lashon? Oh, a mic right here. Is that what they're raffling off this week? Call me Shiesh Boshleshit for my Lola with Tamidu Shalav Rami. I'll show you a marvel to Kazakh. How all the Rishayim, the Tanoim, everything went together. Tamid Shel Avraham Avinu have good midas. Ayin Toiva, Ruach Nemucha. Tamid Shel Avraham, Milam Arasha, terrible, bad midas. So Tamid Shel Gehen, Bilam, Yershim Gehen, and Yerodim Lebeshachas. Fine. What's Tamid Shel Avraham Avinu? Oichlim Ba'ilam Hazeh, V'noichlim Ba'ilam Haba. Isn't that strange? They eat in Ba'ilam Hazeh, and they go to Ba'ilam Haba. So what's the business with the eating? They go to Ba'ilam Haba. We're talking about, they go to Gehenna, we go to Olam Haba, correct? What's the business with Eichlin? Shteita that there's nacha bracha. There's a bracha that the Tamid Avraham Avinu will enjoy Olam Haza, and it won't be on the Cheshbon. V'noichla, noichla is a lashon of a nachla. Nachla is a permanent zach, which goes over. Our nachla, our family inheritance, is Olam Haba. That's what our legacy is. That's what belongs to us. That's what the Ovis gave to us. Look at the lashon of Rashi in this week's parasha. Rashi says, "Oichlim kol achod ve'achod." We eat. It's about the Mishnah. It's like an Americana Mishnah. The Tamid Avraham Avinu eat and they go to Olam Haba. That's what they call where we come from, Torah Gedula. Right? It's about the vice here. Tamid Avraham Avinu yarshim gehenu gebeshachas. And by us, we're oichlim. What's the food business over here? Nice, Olam Haba. You got Olam Haba? No. You have to eat also. You have to say, yeah. You have to be normal. That's what they say where we come from, right? Right, Frank, you remember that?
Yeah.
What? I know people who are very mocked on being normal. Yeah. You have to be normal. You have to eat. What say? That's not the pshat. The pshat is that that's what the Mishnah is a quote from the Rashi here. Oichlin. What's that? Oichlin? It's about food. The pshat is it's about the correct relationship between Olam Haza and Olam Haba. That's the pshat. And that's why it's a more like a lashon. You had a lashon of the Mishnah. Tamidim shel Bilam yarshim gehenim. What does it mean, the yarshim gehenim? Yarshim your father's car, chas v'shalom, if he passed away. It was 80's car. Hopefully they left over something more than that. Right? What is it, yarshim? Yerusha's gehenim? The answer is no, that's the legacy. That's theirs. That belongs to them. That's on their name. And our Neuchalim, our Yerusha is Olam Haba. So what's this business with the food? No. The Mishnah is coming to Mechavim what Rashi says. Our Olam Haza is not on the Cheshbon of Olam Haba. That's the Pshat. That's the Pshat in the Mishnah. Oichle means that even though we live in Olam Haza, it's not on the Cheshbon of Olam Haba. Oichle Olam Haza, Neuchal Olam Haba. Why? He says this Vasemis because it's Tuffel. Kaloshin Amishna Oichlim Ba'olam Hazeh V'Neichlim La'olam Haba Shehi Iker Nachlosom. Yeah, Mori Dikar Zach. Iker Nachlosom. Zanach. That's our take. What's the shot in this whole thing? What's the shot? It's just like this. State. In Parshas Kisaytze, V'yafach Es Hashem Es HaKlol LeBrocha. Bilam Rosha wanted to say a klol. All his klolos were turned into brachas. So what's the klol over here? The answer is that the klol of Bilam was that Olam Hazeh is going to be your ikker. Yeah, Mesa? That's what his klol was. His klol was Olam Hazeh is going to be your ikker. It won't be a tafel. You'll be eichlim by Olam Hazeh and yorshim gehenim. That's your legacy. The buck stops here. And that turned into a bracha. No. The bracha was that Yidden for all the dayos will be able to create the correct balance. And if you have the correct balance, so what's an afkamina? Lo yischashov, says Rashi. It's a Rashi. They don't deduct it from the cheshbon. They don't deduct it. It's not in the cheshbon. You can live by Olam Hazeh. No. As long as it's a tafel by you. So then you stick with the Yerusha. You don't trade in your Yerusha. You don't trade in your Olam Hazeh for your Olam Haba. So what was the klala supposed to be? The klala was supposed to be Olam Hazeh. And that's the other pshat. Tagmi Yonison says there's a different pshat in Heinam Levod of Yishkoin. I mentioned it last night by Ali Shor. Ha Amar Belachaydin Asidin Lemichson Alma. Also, he says he learns Hein Am Levadad means also Elam Haba, like Rashi. Mitol because the Minimusay Umay Loi Medabrin, because they don't live with the Goyish culture. So he reads the pasuk differently. Hein Am Levadad Yishkoin and Elam Haba, because by Goyim Loi Yischashov they don't mix with the Goyim. Loi Yischashov. I don't reference with the Goyim. I don't take their culture. What's the pshat in that? It's the same pshat. The Goyisha culture revolves around one thing, around Olam Hazeh, it's Olam Hazeh Iker. Everything's a derivative of that. That's the whole Goyisha culture. Goyisha culture is the glorification of Kinda Taiva and Kovid. It means we have over here a whole new look at the Avoid of Midas. The Avoid of Midas is that Kinda Taiva and Kovid is rooted that Olam Hazeh is the Iker. If Olam Hazeh is the Iker, I'm jealous. If Olam Hazeh is the Iker, I have Taiva. If Olam Hazeh is the Iker, I want Kovid. That's the sherish of everything. It means we can wipe away all the problems of mankind in 1 minute. It's not the Icarus, what's the difference? What are you making so crazy? What are you jealous of Vienna guy? So what, he has a nicer car? And because of that, they didn't talk, and they didn't get along. Kin, the type of COVID. You're just passing through. So the shayrish of all the midas ras is mushrosh and Olam Hazeh. So what was the klala? The klala was, be Olam Hazeh. That's the biggest klala you can give a yid. He was going to open up the klala season. He was going to say, yidelach, get into Olam Hazeh. That was the klala of him. And it turned into a bracha that you'll have Olam Hazeh, but it won't be on the cheshbon of Olam Haba, because noichelin l'Olam Haba. That's our Yerusha. That's our inheritance. That's our legacy. With the oichelin. Can't ask him, yeah. Rabbi Hirschhoff reminded me when I was coming in, is that that's the pshat in the famous Maral. That's what you meant, Rabbi? Thank you, Rabbi. Yeah. You meant to say pshat in this Rashi, you know? What did you say? You never heard this Rashi before? More like a Rashi, no? Shocking Rashi. Not on the cheshbon. So Rabbi Frankie mentioned to me a Mori de Kamaral. There's a modern Rashi. Rashi over here says, Vayach Moish es Chamoiroi. One of the strangest Rashis in the Torah. It says he got up in the morning. Strange Rashi. What does Rashi say? This donkey plays a major role in the parasha Yidua. Spoke up. Got hit. Hold on. Who is this donkey? Vayach Moish es Asoinoi. He got up in the morning and he saddled his donkey. So Rashi says, of course, Bochu said to him, you're a Rasha. Avraham Avinu already saddled his donkey. Competition of who got up early in the morning to put the saddles on the donkey. Rashi says, like, Kosh told Bilam, Avraham Avinu already put his donkey before your donkey. A donkey competition. I said, Rashi, what the Rashi? What's going on over here? Says the Heilige Maral, I'll tell you pshat. There's two donkeys in the world. The word chamor, says the Maral, comes from the word choymer. Choymer means materialism, gashmius. Says the Maral like this. There's two types of relationships a person can have with a donkey. There's Avraham and there's Bilam. Avraham Avinu was a chamor, and Bilam was an osan. An osan is a nekeva, says the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. He was married to his donkey. He was married to his job. He lived with his donkey. That's why it's in the cave, says the Maral. Because the pshat is that Bilam was completely overtaken by the chamor. Completely overtaken. In Gans. Him and the chamor was one. Avraham Avinu stayed roichev al chamor. He was on top of the chamor. He was shaylin on the chamor. It's what we call in modern terms, he had a filter. He didn't let the chamor run his life. Roichev. Maral says that this chamor is a world-famous chamor. Avraham Avinu wrote it to the Akedah. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote this chamor back to Mitzrayim, Rashi says in Shmois. And Rashi says the Mashiach Tzidkenu is going to ride this same chamor. Yeah, there's a chamor waiting in Yerushalayim somewhere. The chamor that Avraham Avinu wrote to the Akedah, they're saying Rashi. And Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it back. Zakti Maral, Avraham, Moshe, and Mashiach were able to ride on top of the materialism. They were able to control it. Bilam became one with it. Bilam was a chamor. Asoinui. And Avraham Avinu was roichev al chamor. He was able to control it. Maral says, Amori Tikazach, which Rabbi Frankel wants me to say, is that Maral says that when Avraham Avinu came to the Akedah, it says, he left the donkey outside. In fact, everybody, why didn't he ride the donkey up the hill? It's a long hill up to Haramir. So this brisket to Rutzim, they now let him bring an animal into the Azorah. So why are you laughing? There's much chachma about this. And the Haramiriya B'Shas Akedah had a dinner of a Beis HaMikdash. It's a big raid, we'll talk about it a different time. You're now bring an animal in. That's one teretz. But Maral says that the pshat is the chamor is materialism, it's choymer. Says the Maral that even if you're Avraham Avinu and you're on top of the game and you're controlling the donkey, there's certain places that you don't bring it. When you go to Beis HaMikdash, Nelchav and Ishtachaveh, you're going to bow down to the Ebishter, you leave your donkey outside. Then he says something very liberal. V'nashuva, you'll go back to your donkey. You go back to your donkey. You can't manage without your donkey and Gansin. Oh, but when you're in yeshiva, when you're v'nishtachaveh, when you're bowing down to the Ebishter, when you're the Mokum HaMikdash, even if you have Avraham Avinu who's riding the donkey, you don't take your donkey with. V'nashuva, I'll go back to it. Akoponim, about that, that's the Poshim Shana Rashi, his donkey, Yena donkey. What's going on over here? Dr. Maral, that the defining difference between Avraham and Bilam was the relationship to the donkeys of the world. I once spoke, I said this Maral over at a certain gathering. It was not a good convention many years ago. And the next morning, one of the biggest Balei Tzedakah in Klal Yisrael came over to me. And he said, you ruined the whole Shabbos. He was up a whole night counting how many donkeys he has. And if he's riding on top of the donkey like Avraham Avinu or not, or he takes the donkey with him into the Vishtachava. He gave me all types of examples. I told him, no, so leave the donkey outside. Vinashuva, you'll go back to your donkey. It's waiting for you. You have many donkeys. No, he takes them with. Vinashtachava, he bows down holding on to the donkey. With the bitten donkey. Even Avraham Avinu, says the Maral. That means the defining difference between Avraham and Bilam is the relationship to the chamor, the chamorim of the world. And by the way, who stayed behind with the donkey by the Akedah? Shmuel Chamor Chamor, Yishmael and Eliezer, Am HaDoim LeChamor. You don't have Sheikh Samaria. You're a chamor, you're chaymer, you're gashmias, you're Elam Hazeh. You stay, so the donkey stayed behind, Eliezer stayed behind. That means when you go v'nishtachav, you can't only take the donkey with you. You can't take the goyim with you either. V'nishtachav. Go to a heilige place. we detach ourselves from the donkeys and from the goyim and from the Eliezer, even Eliezer, who couldn't see that there was a anan on Harakeda, so he wasn't allowed to come up. So he stayed with the donkeys. He stayed with the chamor. Stating this Rashi, that the fundamental difference between Bilam and Avraham Avinu is your connection to what? To the donkey. Your relationship with Olam Hazeh. That's why the Mishnah says, this Tamid of Avraham, Tamid of Bilam. Tamid of Avraham, Oichlim Olam Hazeh, Abba, Neichlim Olam Haba. And Tamid of Bilam, they go down to Gehenna because that's their legacy. They don't have anything else. Their Olam Hazeh turns into Gehenna. And a person always has to check, are you a Talmud of Avraham? Are you a Talmud of Bilam? The Mishnah says this, Talmud of Avraham, Talmud of Bilam. The Mishnah was written for our times also, not for just for them. That's why the first klala that he wanted to say was, be Olam Hazeh, be chamoyrim, be donkeys. That was his first curse. His first klala was going to be, live Olam Hazeh, Tayyir Gdula. I think the Satmar Rebbe said that if the Olam would want Torah as much as they want Gedula, maybe something would come of the Tzibur. But it's a disproportionate drive. And that's the difference between Avraham and Bilam.